Hi, welcome back. I am Jeff Medford.
And I'm Alistair Spears.
And we are back with Office 365 Fundamentals. The next module, module number 3, is getting started with Office 365 deployment. So we're going to work through some deployment scenarios, how to move from an IT perspective from on-premises or wherever you may be, all the way through to an Office 365 experience. And as far as from a module perspective, we're about halfway through.
Number three.
And this is the getting started with Office 365. One of the, you know, a few of the things we're going to talk about in this module is fast track overview, the ability to go through pilot, to deploy, and to enhance, and then summarize some of the experiences that we talked about. And that really is coming from a fast track perspective. We're going to get deep into what fast track means, the methodology, and how our customers are moving on board Office 365. So we're going to start with that fast track overview. Office 365 has been, for a few years now, and before that we had other cloud services, and we have learned a lot from Microsoft, from our customers, to our partners on how to move to Office 365. And it really starts with the fundamental practice of not treating it like an on-premises deployment. So it sounds kind of simple, but a lot of times over the last 6 or 7 years, we've really focused on infrastructure to move to the cloud. And it seems like a little bit of a misnomer to say, hey, we're doing deployment to a cloud service, but really it's about connecting your on-premises investments to the cloud, but do it in a way that's a step-by-step process.
It's almost like thinking about onboarding rather than deployment, even though we'll still refer to it as deployment.
A couple years from now, we'll keep talking about onboarding and we'll move in that direction. And it really comes down to traditional deployment methodologies that might have taken prep, planning, preparation even again, and we'd prepare to plan and we'd plan to plan, and then we'd finally start looking at how the infrastructure is going to connect to a service model, and that's where it took a lot of time. And we saw customers and partners and a lot of organizations doing a lot of pre-work, which is sometimes good when it comes to remediation, but also not quite understanding that Office 365 is already there. We talked about it in the previous modules. We've spent, from a Microsoft perspective, billions of dollars to have a stable, running, scalable service, and getting our customers onboarded should be quick and easy. So when you think about the traditional deployment model, it's not about taking that 12 weeks or that 14 weeks or 18 weeks or 18 months to get to your first mailbox. It's about experiencing the cloud early, getting some value out of what you're experiencing, and then moving through a very step-by-step defined process, basically from Microsoft to our customers, that says, if you do these things, we expect you to have these experiences. And it starts with realizing that this isn't traditional deployment. This is something new, and it is onboarding in a sense.
Yeah. And I think one of the important things to think about is that the longer that you are in that deployment phase, the longer you stretch that out over 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, Office 365 isn't standing still. Office 365 is constantly evolving. You know, it's shipping new features every 2 weeks into the service. So the longer that you're there, the longer that your initial decisions, initial expectations of Office 365 may have changed. And so it's almost an analogy of like chasing after a bus, right? The longer the bus goes, the further ahead that bus is going to be, and you've got to run harder and harder to catch up.
That's right.
And so really, you want to be on the bus from the start as fast as possible, and then just let us do the heavy lifting on keeping the service up and running and up to date.
And that deployment and onboarding, that's a very time-driven thing.
Yeah.
You go from not there to on the service, and then you're just moving forward. And
that's
we talked
right.
about change management, delivering value, being able to really utilize the service from an IT pro side. So that time between when you're not utilizing the service and when you're fully utilizing the service, we want to make that as quick as possible. And that's kind of where the name Fast Track really comes through, is we want our customers to be onboarding quickly. And it starts with some core values. And Fast Track is a deployment methodology. There's a lot of tools that we'll talk about. There's a lot of pieces of investments that we have to make it easier. But truly, it is a deployment methodology. And what it starts with is, we want you to pilot the service. We want you to experience the service. It's simply running. It's already there waiting for you, so that you can build from a pilot all the way to a deployment scenario, and that at no part in the process are you giving something up or tearing something down or doing what we used to see as really large proof of concepts that would prove something out, build something big, maybe to a little bit, a few users, and then you'd have to tear it down, throw it away, and then think about all that architecture to make it into production. With Office 365, it starts with a pilot, and you move all the way to production without having to change or move or deny anyone service. You just continually build forward. Mm. So one of the pillars is really building forward on the model of a cloud, pilot to deploy. The next piece is that Office 365, as we talked about in previous modules, it's Exchange, it's SharePoint, it's Yammer, it's Link, it's Project Pro Plus. It's all of these different pieces that are cohesive and together, but also loosely coupled. And we want to make sure that our customers, through Fast Track, are experiencing Office 365 in its entirety. So it's not just one workload that we're pushing forward with, and we'll keep those other things on the back of the burner. We really want you to experience the full service, Office 365 Pro Plus, desktop clients, mobile clients. It's really great to get started with Office 365 and immediately see that value. And that's what we get into with the time to value and effort. Making a huge effort, taking a ton of time, doesn't bring value from a service perspective. So from a fundamental side of what Fast Track methodology does, is it helps you move through, get that value quickly, and then continue on. And from an identity perspective, Microsoft offers a ton of interaction points. We can go way deep with ADFS and with client access roles and multi-factor 2Auth and everything else that we can market to everyone about how deep we can go. But we can also start very simple. We can start with cloud IDs. We can move through directory synchronization or with password sync or hash sync, as we'll talk about it. So it's taking the benefits of the service, moving on board as quickly as possible, understanding that maybe you can have your end users and business units really driving the success of what a pilot might be, having that business decision that, hey, we're moving forward with the cloud, which then moves you into deployment. And then further on with the capabilities of the different ways of having synchronized IDs all the way through. And what you see is those investments, the key pillars, move into a three-step model. Pilot, deploy, enhance. And it really helps kind of put a box around what onboarding looks like when you can think about it in terms of Microsoft's vision and scope for what we're trying to help our customers do. In pilot, we want you to experience the service early. We want you to see it as this new cloud experience. If it takes you months and months to vet out Office 365, that doesn't seem very cloud-like. It doesn't seem like a service that's running. So you want to make sure and have conversations with your partners, with your salespeople, with your internal organization about what a pilot really looks like, some success criteria, and what we're saying from Microsoft perspective is, do these things, bring this to the table, and you'll have this experience. Then we move to deploy and we move to enhance. We're going to go kind of deeper into these as we step forward today.
And this is all in production. So we start even with this pilot. It's a production environment that nothing my users do gets thrown away at any time. They can continue to use the service and build on it and build on it as we get deeper and deeper.
Is correct. That right? And Fast Track from an onboarding methodology really is core to our engineering investment. So engineering is in lockstep with our marketing teams and our field sellers and our partners saying, if you do these steps, you can move forward without throwing anything away. And engineering is investing in that. They're helping it build it out. And really it's the direction and investment from them that says, your pilot moves all the way through. And you can take these steps to layer on top that deployment, to layer on top the enhancement.
And that's an important point. It really means that Fast Track is the only supported deployment methodology from Microsoft.
Correct.
This is the approach that our engineering, our support, our field, our partners are all behind. So this is a really important methodology to understand. If you're trying to deploy to Office 365 with some other methodology, good luck. But all of our assets, all of our support, all of our tools will be based on this pilot deploy enhance model.
Correct. And it helps simplify not only how we interact with engineering, but how engineering interacts publicly. And we'll talk about that as we talk about our messaging and how we put that out from a public model.
Sure.
And again, it's that scope of work that says full Office 365 service in pilot, pilot in hours. You can click, go through and start immediately, persist to deployment, and then it's user-led from a pilot perspective. What are some of the scenarios you want to drive from IT through the business to help people start working in a different way? And we're very clear about the fact that it's the full service, you use a service domain, cloud identity, you use some of the on-demand features we talked about, being able to download or go to app stores and gain access to Office 365. And that really is that period of time where you want to try, you want to understand where it's going to fit in the business, and then you have a business decision to make that, yes, Exchange or SharePoint or Link or all of these together are where we're moving forward. And that takes us into step two. And step two, from a deployment perspective, really is the part where work happens. So work starts coming into play here. You've tried the service, you've driven some of the business examples, you know that you're going to be rolling this out to your organization. Step two is where we ask from a customer perspective and from a partner perspective and IT pros, we say, hey, here's the scope. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. Every customer who wants to have these set of experiences need to do these things, and we've distilled it down into a very straightforward step-by-step process.
So pilot, you're saying there's no change to production to your on-premises environment at all, and then as we get to deployment, we may start to make some changes as we do those
Correct.
Sorts of things as well.
And we call that core onboarding, and we talked about onboarding earlier. Mm. Core onboarding means you can start these deployment in days, company-wide cloud use, depending on what workloads you want to use, if it's all, if it's Office Pro Plus, Link, or Exchange, or SharePoint. And then this is where we get into IT-led migration. So the expectation is that IT is driving the deployment, or IT, with the help of partner or services, is driving these deployment scenarios. And what you see there is all pilot features, plus you start to look at the shared namespace, simple coexistence, external sites. And when you get down into the how, like I mentioned before, this is the Microsoft saying to our customers, how are you going to do this? Well, you do it with IT. IT is critical from a deployment standpoint. You have your own domains. You have your own accountability from a directory sync or password sync. And then you move through some of the admin migrated scenarios. So it's very clear from a step one to step two how you move through. And then step three, and we'll get a little bit more into depth about this as we go, that's where we see those kind of optional integrations, those on-premises environments where you maybe have some very specific scenarios around client access that you need to have Active Directory Federation services. But we don't get there until we get there. We take the steps necessary from a business side to then say, these make sense within my environment. A lot of times in the past, we saw customers who came in and said, well, I heard what ADFS is, we haven't implemented it, we haven't touched our AD in years, but we want that first, for that first experience. And what we're trying to help our customers understand is there's definitely a place for ADFS, especially for a lot of these business scenarios with client access. But we know, and we've proven out, that you can get to that point while extending your cloud use without having to do those things up front in a cycle. Yeah.
So it's like slowly layering on all that complexity into the environment rather than trying to build it all up front and then try to turn on Office 365. If you kind of slowly weave it in, it's a lot more easy for the business to consume. They've already seen the value of Office 365. You've proved your business case, you've proved your budget, and then you can get the budget to go that little step further rather than trying to sell that massive project up front, that kind of capital expenditure of a 12-month effort to
which
just
is
get
an infrastructure project.
It's an infrastructure
Correct.
Project.
We want you to move to a cloud, and we want to obviously leverage investments you have from an infrastructure standpoint, but we want it to be a step-by-step process.
Right.
So as we go, you know, I've said this quite a few times, but it's the Microsoft message to our customers. We're public about it. Fasttrack.office.com is literally the step-by-step guidance for our customers to use to onboard to Office 365. Yeah. And when you think of the wealth of information we have with TechNet articles, with videos, with deep-level content all the way down to 400 level for IT, what we've tried to do and what we've really executed on is bring the wealth of content, strip it down to what it actually needs to be to get you onboarded, and put it in a single place that guides you through step by step. And you see that at fasttrack.office.com. And it truly is our methodology and the scope in which we expect our customers to move through these scenarios, all lined step by step through the website.
That's right. And it even has cartoons, if that's more of your liking as well.
That's right. We've taken that really kind of hardcore IT pro and distilled it down to what does it actually look like? And cartoons is sometimes a great way of getting through those scenarios. Yeah. It helps it make look really fun to get to Office 365, that's right. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and it's better than staring at Jeff and I.
That's right. That's much better. And if you've made it this far, you're probably wanting to go see some cartoons. So we're going to step into those actual experiences, and I have a demo coming up in a little bit where we're going to walk through. But I wanted to talk about Pilot and really kind of get into the scope from a Pilot perspective. Mm-hmm. And what you see is that Pilot the service quickly. You'll see quickly, fast, you know, onboard, all these words that we're using. Users sign in with a .onmicrosoft.com account. We call that a cloud ID. And that is the first step. It's available immediately, and you can start getting started right away. With all of the products, your cloud IDs can be used and move through. We also, from a mail experience, we have some specific features within Exchange and within Office 365 that allow you, as an IT pro, to enable connected accounts. And what that means is you haven't made any domain changes, you haven't made any infrastructure changes, but what we can enable is POP3 or IMAP from an Exchange server all the way back to 2003, and your end users utilizing Outlook Web Access on Office 365 have their inbox. They have their email address, and they have the ability to step through and really see what new services, new software looks like, while still not having to change the infrastructure. We also then layer in the collaboration, online meetings with Link Online, SharePoint scenarios, and really trying to deliver the business value side from IT through to the business, what's possible with the kind of this changing workplace. Yeah. Also with clients, this is where self-serve really comes into play. Being able to download, install, and then work through the new Office, and you can run it side by side with old versions of Office. Yeah.
And even at the pilot stage, we can set up all of our devices, whether that's Windows Phone, PC, iPad, iPhone, Android. We can set all them up connected to Office 365 really easy, even when we're at the pilot stage as well.
Absolutely. And from an administration perspective, you have the full access to the admin console. You have the full access to the portal. And also with the ability to move forward and have other global admins, have other people who are working and getting that feel of the experience.
Yeah.
A lot of times with our customers, we're talking about Office 365, we're doing demos, and really it's a natural extension that our customers would be able to use the service while we're having these discussions with them.
And again, it's not like that on-prem environment where you were so worried about capacity planning and scale, and it was a cost. It was a huge cost to move from like a tiny little proof of concept to a production infrastructure. Now, even in the pilot of Office 365, you're on the production infrastructure, so you have essentially infinite scale already ready for you.
Absolutely. And so one of the identity scenarios I talked about, just highlighted here, is the cloud identity. You can see it's pretty much an empty box when it comes to what you need to do. There's some grayed out boxes we'll get to as we go to step two and step three and as we move forward. But your cloud identity is what you can start with very quickly and takes zero integration with on-premises architecture. So from a pilot perspective, we kind of hit on the identity. We talked about what's possible, collaboration. One of the things from the TPM team, the technical marketing team, that we've delivered is the ability to have more of a curated experience for Office 365. If you've ever started a trial, you'll notice that all the services are running, everything's available to you, but you then have to start working with it. And you have to like get into SharePoint Online and figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, no one likes to see an empty SharePoint slide, right?
That's right. So what we've done is we've added some value from the very beginning pilot side, and I wanted to go through some of those scenarios. And the way I break it up is we talk about IT Pro value. What is it that IT can deliver, should deliver? Where are they thinking about things from a change management? And then also end user and being able to kind of go out to your end users with some business scenarios and actually visualize what they'd like to do, how they'd like to work different, and then move through the scenarios. So with Fast Track, you have the capability that, and you see here on the screen, there's an IT Pro experience. The very first time you log into Office 365, you have a SharePoint site built for you. And in that SharePoint site is IT Pro content. With some of the screenshots that we're showing, it focuses in on that public fast track step-by-step process. We've actually loaded that into SharePoint in its own step-by-step model so that you can click down, keep track of it, mark it as complete, or even export it into project and run it as a project plan. We also have change management, so a lot of great work that our UA team does and posts on the Microsoft downloads from how to think about change management. We've also implemented that into the Fast Track SharePoint site. So instead of having to kind of go out, search for these resources, maybe find them, maybe not, get linked around, what we've done is we've put them into your own internal SharePoint Online portal and giving you a great jump-off point.
So it's like your own personalized TechNet.
It is.
The UA team, our user assistance team, the guys that build TechNet. Now you have all of this running in your own SharePoint Online environment, and you can customize it yourself. You can add your own tips and tricks and share that with the rest of your team really easily as well.
Absolutely. And a lot of the things that we do at a deeper technical level, training labs, Ignite, some of the things we work on, obviously this and these modules. We also implemented those into the SharePoint site. So you have direct access to the core product knowledge, to the core Ignite training that then pushes you out directly from your SharePoint site and through. And then there's always this kind of test your knowledge. How, you know, are you ready from a pilot perspective? Are you ready to start deploying? And we're really starting down a path from the Fast Track perspective of it's integrated with step-by-step what you need to do. And oh, by the way, are you ready to do this? And do you feel ready? And as we build labs and build these modules and content, being able to link directly back to your Fast Track experience that says, not only am I implementing these business scenarios, but from an IT side, done the labs, done the modules, and gone into some of even our next generation hosted labs that we'll be working on. So from an IT side, Fast Track enables you to have this content, a lot of scenarios for you to then deliver. And that's what we're going to get into next is we look at, okay, from a business side, and when we think about the tagline of IT-driven business scenarios, how can you, from an IT pro perspective, really enable the business to start utilizing Office 365? It starts with these pilot scenarios that are end-user experiences. You control which ones you want provisioned. You control which ones you'd like to expose to your business units, to your end users. And these become part of their Office 365 experience. And you'll see things like HR and internal communications, R&D and product operations, sales and marketing, IT. And these aren't just a template with some fancy colors. This is a couple of years of research with various teams across Microsoft of what is it that our customers really want to do during a pilot? Mm-hmm. How do we help the business adopt SharePoint and adopt all of our services together? And so this is your opportunity from an IT pro side to deliver these scenarios, and we'll go into it in the demonstration for a little bit, and then be able to help the organization move forward in a new way to work. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with SharePoint. It's like that double-edged sword, right? You can do almost anything with it and customize it to meet almost any business problem you have. But at the same time, without doing that first, it's very hard for people to picture what the experience will look like. And so these scenarios give you a great starting point in your pilot to socialize with the different user types in your organization.
Yeah, and we have questions, and I get questions on our IT Pro network on Yammer, across all of the different things that we do, about is this demo content? Is this how I demo it internally? And the answer is no. this is actual helpful content to help you drive through a pilot. And that's a very different distinction when it comes to getting your business on board. So the scenarios aren't just demo scenarios that you throw away. Going along with the whole fast track methodology, this is like the model home. Yeah. And it's showing you what's possible across all of Office 365. So as you build the scenarios, they're usable. You can start your adoption run and get through your pilot really quickly and easily. Mm-hmm. The next piece, obviously, is we have tons of help files, tons of UA guidance and assistance on office.com. We wanted to kind of curate some of those that are really part of how people experience Office 365 the first time. And we've put that into these getting started scenarios. So as you go out to your end users, as you think about what Office 365 can do, instead of having some documents or a video that tells you how to right click somewhere or download Outlook or whatever, we have some of those, which is great videos that say, hey, switching to Office, that is a actual big deal and you always have to think about it. We have those, but we also have scenario-driven help. And from a pilot perspective, it's store, sync, and share. It's using a lot of different technologies across Yammer, across SharePoint, Link, across Exchange to get a new way of working done.
Yeah.
And so we've tried to put those into the fast track side to say, it's not just about a single product or a single part of help. It's actually drive a different scenario, drive a different way to That's work. Right. And so you'll see those as part of those pilots.
And it's a really important thing to think about when you're putting in this new technology is that, you know, if people do their same old job with a new productivity tool, you're not adding any value, right? It's not changing the way they work. They're not getting the improvements out of it. Yep. You're just getting a new technology. So it's
Correct.
Important to drive through that adoption and making sure that they actually change the way they work for the better by using all this technology we're turning on.
Yes, and we are going to go to a demo right now, but first I wanted to show just really quickly how you can get started. And this is something that we've typically, to be quite honest, we've kept with a lot of our partners, a lot of our field, working with customers, but we have the ability to scale this out. And for everyone who's viewing the module, you have information there that you can go to, you can put in the promo code, and what it'll get you is a fast track way of onboarding to Office 365. So your tenant that you can move from pilot to production. You can start with all of this content, you can start with these scenarios, and you can do it today. So you can go to the aka.ms link there, put in that code, and actually get started with Office 365 very quickly and easily. And I'm gonna show you some of the content live now in the demo, so that you can kind of get a feel for what you're in for.
Sure, so that scenario is at http://aka.ms/fasttrackmva.
Yes.
And then enter in the code MVA2014, and we'll get you started provisioning what Jeff's about to show you here.
Absolutely. So I spoke about Fast Track from a website perspective, our public vision. And it's here, fasttrack.office.com. And again, with our IT pro cartoons and trying to give some of that message across of what you actually need to do from a step 1, 2, and 3. And it drills down not only into some customer stories where we're having success onboarding to Office 365, but also those scenarios I talked about. And I spoke about it kind of in a way of scope of work. And when you think about it, this menu, when you're moving through scenarios, before you begin, sign up for Office 365, set up your domain. We're giving you some very specific guidance that we know if you go in this direction, this is the experience you're going to have. Adding users, connecting existing mail accounts. Some of the new content that we've been working with our Yammer team is how do you start that Yammer pilot? If you're looking to communicate and broadly push through a pilot of Office 365, why not use some of the technology and some of the capability already there to push to new teams, to push and really support? And we find that utilizing Yammer through pilot into deployment is a great way of keeping your deployment socialized with your internal community. So not only do we have pilot, but we have deploy, enhance. And from a deploy perspective, you know, being able to go through those steps, being able to see exactly what's going to happen before you get to that next step in line. So there is the public face from a fast track perspective, the steps to go from 1, 2, 3. And what I wanted to show is that highlight of what's available when you go to the aka.ms fast track MBA and put in that information. The first thing you will experience is an email that says, welcome to Fast Track. Let's get started as an IT pro. And you land in your own SharePoint site. So this isn't public. This is my SharePoint site that I provisioned using Fast Track with Office 365. You can see I have Outlook, my calendar, people, my Yammer and capability from a social perspective, OneDrive, and then all the sites that have been created. But I am, to very much highlight it, I'm in the Fast Track site. So again, we don't want to manipulate normal core site collections. Yeah. We want to put everything where it's accessible, but really keep it in a great place.
Great.
So you have scenarios, you have those fast track tasks. I showed them, or I talked about them as we went through. Every one of those tasks that's on the public website, you can scroll through here and they actually become project tasks. New users, assigning roles, what is it you need to do when it very first starts from a fast track perspective? And you can always mark that as complete. Generated off of SharePoint list. We're using our own technology. Yeah. We're helping you do it and actually learn as you go forward.
And that's an important thing. These checklists, it sounds like such a simple thing, but when you're doing a project for the first time, when you're migrating to something like Office 365 for the first time, it's important to follow the steps and just check them off one after the other so you know you've done everything and you've got the right environment set up according to our methodology, the right way the first time.
Absolutely. And, you know, learn from what we have been doing for the last 6 or 7 years. That is really these steps. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, didn't exist. It was a 120-page guide called Mod G, and it basically told you everything you could ever do. Yeah. Now, we have this very described path.
Yeah.
One of the other things from an IT pro perspective is change management. Our UA team has put this on Microsoft Downloads. We've integrated it into your SharePoint Online experience. And really what it is as you look at Office 365, a lot of the things that Alistair talked about in the previous module, being able to do business differently from IT, helping guide you through planning and sponsorship. It's a big part of a pilot. Yeah. If it's not sponsored and it's just happening on your desktop in your office, there's no way for that to grow and become reality. Awareness, how do you talk to your people about it? How do you get people on board with what you're doing? All the way to the learning side, and then readiness and adoption. Yeah. And each one of these, again, is also a step-by-step walkthrough to help you understand, from a change management perspective in IT, where can you deliver a ton of value to the business?
So and this is an interesting role for IT to play, right? It's less about the technology, but it's more about the kind of human interface of that technology that we need to really think about clearly and make sure that we align so that we get the success out of it that we need.
Absolutely. And when you think about migrating a mailbox from an IT side, you migrate a mailbox to online, that end user doesn't really have a choice. They've adopted their new mailbox.
Yeah.
But when you think about some of the other value services in SharePoint, Link, and working through Yammer, or Office 365 Pro Plus, adoption's huge.
Yeah.
And really driving the experience of the end user so that, yes, their mailbox is in Office 365, but someone has to go to SharePoint. Someone has to go and connect with someone on Link or go to Yammer and have that experience with others. And that's where it comes down to a very different conversation where mailboxes can be moved, MX record changed, the end user has no idea, but a lot of these other values and working differently is where it comes into play.
That's right. So we can solve the technology problem pretty easy at cloud scale, but the people problem and your people, that's the job of IT to go and solve that for their people and to make sure you get the most out of that technology.
Yeah, and it starts with great content.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just like put something somewhere where people want to go.
Yeah.
And so what you see here is the getting started content from Fast Track and from Office 365. So again, in my tenant, I can scroll down. I can see this vision video full screen. It's coming from Azure Media Services. It's not taking up any of your actual storage on SharePoint, but it helps give a vision to the end user of what we want them to do, what IT wants them to actually be able to experience. And whether it's it's SkyDrive Pro, which is now OneDrive for Business, whether it's quickly looping in colleagues and being able to use some of the social features of Office, all the way to do-it-yourself and being able to click into a do-it-yourself from an end user perspective that shows me this is how I click through, actually log in, actually start utilizing the service in a very clean and efficient way, prompting people so that they know exactly how they should take their next steps forward.
So this is not a video now. This is actually a step-by-step click-through lab for the user to follow along.
Correct. I have to click on sign in to sign in. I have to go over to PC and Mac to be able to see that. It's giving me hints on where I need to go.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so from a getting started, it really starts from store and sync and share your content, keep everyone on the same page, stay on track and deliver on time. And you notice this doesn't say use OneDrive for Business. Yeah. It says stay on track, deliver on time. We're going to use Link, we're going to use SharePoint, we're going to use Yammer, we're going to use all of these pieces to really help drive our new way of doing business.
And that's kind of a big change for us, is to stop talking about the technology and talk about the user outcomes, right? The technology's there, we can use the technology. As IT pros, we have to understand the technology, but as users, we've got to map it to something that they understand, and that's like delivering on projects or sharing their documents and those sorts of things as well.
And that also comes down to those scenarios I talked about. And we have baseline scenarios here that really help end users and your business that you're working with and partnering with understand how to use these services together.
Yeah.
So I'm going to highlight one really quickly, which is sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. Most of us probably have sales or marketing or both within our organization.
Yeah.
They probably have needs. They have scenarios they want to drive through. We have a couple here that are actually highlighted through the fast track side. Make your customers and partners happy, engage your audience, align your teams. One of the beauties of Fast Track is that we didn't only put the content in to help deliver the vision. Mm-hmm. You can get rid of it really quickly. So done. From an end user perspective, I'm now just in Office 365 utilizing SharePoint. And you see here that we've created some tips to help end users understand what it is we're trying to deliver. Whether it's upload and share, collaborate on documents, visually represent your sales process using Visio Web Services. Who'd have thunk it? You could Visio, data connections, being able to actually drill into those, see the data really quickly without having to have Visio implemented, without having to have this coming from different systems. I'm simply using it within SharePoint as Visio services. The other piece I wanted to highlight in a sales and marketing scenario, and we have it in all of our text and how we try to present this, but it's getting data, and it's being able to work with data using Excel and using PowerView. Mm-hmm. And so Excel Online is going to show me here, and again, this is pre-built for me within Fast Track Tenants. Mm-hmm. As it comes up here, I'm going to see PowerView in all of its glory. No, this isn't my data. This is a sample data, but we really wanted to try to show from a sample data set. You know, you think of Northwind, you think of Contoso, all these data sets we always try to help our customers with. We want to show you what's possible. And as you select different sales around the world, I never had to open Excel.
Yeah.
It's simply there for me. It is to the masses and able to really drill down into information. Right. If I'm looking for some specific info, I'm trying to get ideas here on how I can show my pipeline, how I can show my data real time.
And again, this is the mobile home, the model home view, not the mobile home
view. Exactly.
The model home
model
view.
Model home view.
And so you just need to move in your own furniture, your own data to customize this, and then you can give your end users a true pilot with their data that they can see the things that they find important, whether it's, you know, if you sell bikes, like this example, or it's furniture, or it's something else.
Doesn't matter what it is. We want to show you what's possible and then help you move your end users into that possibility. So from a highlight and demo, you know, these are the core scenarios. We have R&D and operations, and of course you can always hide those tooltips. We put it up in the bar so it's nice and easy, but it's about those scenarios. And we, like I mentioned, ton of research went into this with customers all around the world as far as how they are trying to implement Office 365, SharePoint, all these tasks so that you can have a pilot that you can measure, You can look towards criteria. You can deliver on specific tasks. And all of this can also come back from ratings. So we have ratings built into Fast Track within your IT Pro page. Being able to go to the management side and see from a management perspective all of the ratings that end users are giving your scenarios and the ratings that are coming back saying how helpful this was for them.
Right, so you can try a scenario with a set of users
Yep.
and build your business case based on their participation in the pilot really automatically through these tools as
Absolutely.
Well.
And get that feedback loop that says, get those quotes, get those, get that verbatim, you know, from a technical marketing, we love getting those quotes. And from an IT pro, getting a quote from an end user that says, that scenario changed the way I do business. It's about being able to deliver that back when you're having your discussions internally about Office 365.
Reminds me of when I implemented an InfoPath form for the first time from a customer that was working with Lotus Notes for quite some time. And just by doing a very simple InfoPath form in about half an hour, we saved their workflow about 3 months to try and change that process. And so some of these things that we just think of as so easy to do as IT pros, when we show them to the user and when they can start to do them themselves, it really unlocks a whole bunch of time and effort and budget you know, for the project.
Absolutely. So. If you're not having arguments about server storage and and whether the farm is big enough to handle my sites or OneDrive for business, I mean, those kind of go out the window and you start to have these very real discussions about what's next from a, from an org perspective. And what's required for pilot? Almost nothing. So what you need to connect is some POP3 or IMAP4 if you're doing Exchange. If you're highlighting some of the other scenarios, you don't even need to do that. From a network perspective, it's some network capacity in 80, port 80, 443, standard business, clients, minimum Windows 7. So it's really on us, Microsoft, to deliver an amazing experience on Office 365, and you as IT pro, You do not have to do a bunch of infrastructure. That's next.
Yeah.
That's next when we talk about deploy.
Step two.
Step two. So we hit pilot, step one, really trying to prove out that case. When the business case is made, the work starts to happen. The licensing hits, the activation hits, and then you start to deploy. And what we talked about is core onboarding.
Right.
And so what does deploy look like? There's work to do. You think about your Active Directory. You think about what you currently have on-premises for mail. Are you using Exchange 2003? Are you using Exchange 2007? Are you at 2010 levels? Because those are going to have a little bit different experience when we think about how you move core onboarding, your production people into a very scalable approach. So we do need to think technical here. This is where IT pros really come in as far as driving these scenarios. From collaboration, clients, you know, you're still working from the same infrastructure. Clients, you can start thinking about some of those deep level pushes or how you do with software management now. And you then move into manage mobile connectivity. So hopefully you're seeing that from pilot, which is not so much infrastructure, to just a little bit more infrastructure. And really it comes around identity, Active Directory, and also the mail perspective.
Yeah.
SharePoint, Link Online, those things, they just keep humming.
Yeah.
And they keep doing their thing as you build adoption. Now it's that core infrastructure. We just need to keep moving forward.
And so that understanding of the environment that you have today on premises and how that integrates, because those are big decision points depending on which version of Exchange you're from, or if you're on Lotus Notes or some other mail platform, there are different decisions that you need to make during this deploy stage to make it easy to move into Office 365.
Absolutely, and it starts with identity. I talked about it, Active Directory. We have launched new tools in the last year to really help from this perspective. So moving from Cloud ID to password sync and utilizing the DirSync technology, which is really an appliance type of technology that you can now run on your DC in a supported model, being able to then password sync. And we'll get into that a little more in depth in the next module when we go really deep into step two.
Sure.
But what it does is it basically gives you a not a single sign-on experience, but a single experience for sign-in. So kind of mark my words there of how I said it. But it allows your end users to have a single way of signing in from a password perspective. So their Windows information, their login to your corporate network with their password matches whether they're logging into on-premise architecture or into the cloud. And that's really where step two focuses in on those steps.
So the difference really, that pilot experience, they have a separate set of credentials.
Yep.
And then when they move into the deploy phase, they're using the same sign-in that they use to hit all their other assets internally.
Yep. And it's how you take that kind of pilot of 10% of your org or 50 people or maybe even 250, depending on how big your pilot is.
Right.
But it's taking some of that that might be a little bit of a help desk change to say, hey, you have this new login, you have these new IDs, and it's then automating that so that you can scale, just as we scale from a cloud side, you scale out to your whole organization very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to manage all your users by spreadsheet, right?
Correct.
So once you get into this deploy phase and you're bringing on massive people, you really need a simpler way of doing that.
Absolutely. And integration with your Active Directory is the quickest and easiest way for Microsoft to be able to help you do that.
Right.
And from a migration from mail perspective, you know, we talk about all the different coming from 2003, 2007, maybe you have 2010, but we also PSTs. I mean, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
People, salespeople with laptops flying around the country with PSTs floating around. It's a difficult thing to manage through. IMAP migration. So really, no matter where you are coming from, IMAP is such a standard protocol. Being able to get that core information of emails and information across using IMAP. But we really are going to highlight also staged migration. Staged migration is when you're coming from 2003 or 2007 Exchange and being able to scope the users of who you're migrating, move to production at scale, and start moving those mailboxes, utilizing tools that are built in with Office 365.
Yeah.
What's required, like I said, More is required. You need to know what you're coming from. You need to know a little bit about your Active Directory. If there's remediation you might need to do from your AD perspective, we have developed tools to be able to help you, which we're going to dive into in the next module. But this is where the IT pro starts to shine when it comes to process, driving it through, making sure that remediation is happening so that that core onboarding just starts to flow across the organization.
Great.
So, enhance, step three. You know, we went one, two, three. Enhance really is those optional scenarios which help our customers either add some more value, add some more capabilities, or just have, you know, maybe fit it into what they currently might be invested in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're invested in Exchange 2010 or 13 with hybrid, I mean, this is where you flow into. So
right.
If you've already been making on-premises investments in ADFS or in some of those hybrid scenarios, once your core onboarded, you can then start to flow into that enhanced phase.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to go through is some of those scenarios. And you see them. We're very explicit about them. Single sign-on using ADFS, it's a possibility in enhanced. You can move your way to that. Cloud ID to synchronize ID to password sync to ADFS, it all builds on itself. So as you go through, if you see your future of using ADFS as a, you know, across platforms and services, it's definitely there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Adding in hybrid if you needed to older technology, what we don't want to do is get into implementing on-premises architecture to get to the cloud. But if you have a long-term or long-standing coexistence model you'd like to be in, the opportunity is there once you reach step three that you can move into that model.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants to add more servers so they can reduce the amount of servers they have as they move to the cloud. It's just kind of a counterproductive. So
it is.
But once you're there, adding on some of these capabilities might make sense depending on your scenario.
Absolutely. And when we look at that enhanced side, this is a very oversimplification of what the enhanced ADFS is, but it's adding that federation into DirSync. So DirSync has to be there, federation comes on top, and the ability to have your Active Directory be the single master for all authentication. And that is where any challenge from outside your org, inside your org, to go to the cloud from any application always you are the first and only way that authenticates. So you can see some of the ramifications from that is, you know, geo-redundancy that you need to set up, proxies and being able and having to have load balancing. That all becomes kind of the customer's point of view of Office 365. Right. And Office 365 can be up running, but if your Active Directory infrastructure goes down, you are then the source of that downtime.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something to walk through. It's very important in some scenarios, but it's something to be very specific about. Mm. And this is where you bring in some of those federation options, whether it's works with AD program where we have third parties, non-AD, AD. It really is, if you're coming from these specific scenarios, this is when you start to go broader with your enhancements and start to integrate a little more. Whether you're just doing dir sync and getting people on board, core onboarding, this would be your next step if you have some of these technologies. And then last but not least, email archiving, retention, DLP. What is it that you need to do as an organization to really then step forward with Office 365? Is maybe it is your repository for all in-place archives, your legal holds, your e-discovery. In step three, you can really start to dig into what comes with Office 365 in a lot of scenarios and SKUs, but takes some time and planning and deeper involvement. We really see our customers starting to enhance their service capabilities. Maybe they started with a few workloads. Maybe they started with one or two.
Yeah.
And then once you're in step three with a stable, running, core onboarded service, you're able to layer in all those other pieces.
And this is a really important scenario, and it starts to make IT a lot more strategic as well, because you know traditionally we've approached archiving as this need that we actually run out of mail storage, right? So we need to move the mail off somewhere else so that we can keep the exchange servers healthy. But in Office 365, that's our problem, not yours.
Yeah.
So you have all the storage you need. So then archiving becomes a much more strategic thing around how do you do legal compliance? How do you monitor your policies and enforce your policies? How do you report, enforce retention holds, deletions, and those sorts of things as well, and all capable through Office 365.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we think of those steps and to kind of break it into now the summary, it's step one, step two, and step three. It's pilot, deploy, enhance. And really the guidelines in each one of those scenarios that helps Microsoft speak to our customers, it helps us speak to our partners, and it helps our customers and partners understand the direction and what we're doing from a methodology standpoint that says, these are the steps that need to happen to be core onboarded. Mm. These are the pieces that we expect Microsoft to do and we expect you to do as a customer. Yeah. And you know, one of the biggest things from our PSAT, from how we look at our customer feedback is, give me what I need to do, but I want to see it all at once so that I know exactly where I'm going. And I'm not just clicking next to do the next thing. I actually see what is five steps ahead of me so that as an IT pro, I feel in control. I feel what I'm doing is going to drive not only the business, but the success of a project and that I can see that entire project moving forward.
And just that common language across all the projects that we do, you know, it just gives IT a common dialogue when you're talking to everyone, even when you're raising support calls or something like that. If you're following the fast track methodology, you say, hey, I'm having problems with this step, then everyone's already on board. They already know what you're doing. They know what's been done before. So it's really easy for us to follow along and help you as much as possible when you're following this methodology.
Yep, and just as a final reminder, everything you saw from what I demonstrated and what I talked about from an IT business scenario and getting started, it's available today. You can do this, go directly out there and get started. And we look forward to hearing from you on the IT Pro Network on Yammer, to being able to communicate and talk about Fast Track with you moving forward. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.